Welcome to A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons, presented by 1-2 Radio. These lessons are audio versions of the 365 daily lessons from the workbook for students. You can view a written version of these lessons on the homepage of 12listen.com. On the right side of the page, look for Daily Messages and click on ACIM Daily Lessons. For more information about A Course in Miracles, please see Foundation for A Course in Miracles at www.facim.org. Now sit back and relax. Here is your daily lesson. Today's lesson is part of Review 1, in which we are taking another look at those first 50 lessons and emphasizing the relationship among them and starting to understand the cohesiveness of the thought system to which they are leading us. There is a full introduction available to this review period, which includes lessons 51 through 60. But because you probably heard it when you heard lesson 51, we're not going to repeat it every day. But here's a few pointers. Each day we will review 5 ideas. Begin the day by reading the 5 ideas and the comments that are included. After that, it's not necessary to follow any particular order, though each one should be practiced at least once. Devote 2 minutes or more to each practice period, thinking about the idea and the related comments. Do this as often as possible during the day. If any of the 5 ideas appeals to you more than the others, concentrate on that one. At the end of the day, however, be sure to review all of them once more. Try rather to emphasize the central point and think about it as part of the review of the idea in which it relates. After you have read the idea and the related comments, the exercises should be done with your eyes closed and when you are alone in a quiet place if possible. To review the entire introduction for this review period, please go to the archives at 12radio.com and listen to Review 1, Introduction, posted on February 20th. You can also read the introduction on the 12listen.com site. From the main page, look for the daily messages in the column on the right side of the page. Click on ACIM Daily Messages, and you will find a link for the introduction to Review 1.
Hello, this is Mary Spicer with Lesson 53. Today we will review the following. 11. My meaningless thoughts are showing me a meaningless world. Since the thoughts of which I am aware do not mean anything, the world that pictures them can have no meaning. What is producing this world is insane, and so is what it produces. Reality is not insane, and I have real thoughts as well as insane ones. I can therefore see a real world. I look to my real thoughts as my guide for seeing. 12. I am upset because I see a meaningless world. Insane thoughts are upsetting. They produce a world in which there is no order anywhere. Only chaos rules a world that represents chaotic thinking, and chaos has no laws. I cannot live in peace in such a world. I am grateful that this world is not real, and that I need not see it at all unless I choose to value it. And I do not choose to value what is totally insane and has no meaning. 13. A meaningless world engenders fear. The totally insane engenders fear because it is completely undependable and offers no grounds for trust. Nothing in madness is dependable. It holds out no safety and no hope. But such a world is not real. I have given it the illusion of reality and have suffered from my belief in it. Now I choose to withdraw from this belief and place my trust in reality. In choosing this, I will escape all the effects of the world of fear because I am acknowledging that it does not exist. 14. God did not create a meaningless world. How can a meaningless world exist if God did not create it? He is the source of all meaning, and everything that is real is in his mind. It is in my mind too, because he created it with me. Why should I continue to suffer from the effects of my own insane thoughts when the perfection of creation is my home? Let me remember the power of my decision and recognize where I really abide. 15. My thoughts are images that I have made. Whatever I see reflects my thoughts. It is my thoughts that tell me where I am and what I am. The fact that I see a world in which there is suffering and loss and death shows me that I am seeing only the representation of my insane thoughts, and I am not allowing the real thoughts to cast their beneficent light on what I see. Yet God's way is sure. The images I have made cannot prevail against him because it is not my will that they do so. My will is his, and I will place no other gods before him.
You've been listening to A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons, presented by 1-2 Radio. These lessons are audio versions of the 365 daily lessons from the Workbook for Students. You can view a written version on the homepage of 1-2listen.com. On the right side of the page, look for Daily Messages and click on ACIM Daily Lessons. You may also be interested in A Course in Miracles discussion group, available at 1-2academy.com. For more information about A Course in Miracles, please see Foundation for A Course in Miracles at www.facim.org. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next daily lesson.